You may know this about me, or you might not yet know this about me, but I have been doing spiritual crossing over work for years, 16, 17 years, something like this. Everything from an attachment all the way up to a giant haunted location. And recently I did a video on a visit that I took to the Sally House in Kansas with a team of mediums, and it was a really amazing visit. Now, in that session, I talked about how sometimes living people can contain and hold a spirit in a certain location. And I had a great follow-up question come through. How is that possible? How can a living person hold a spirit in one location? Today, I'm going to dive into that in this session. This is your moment. I loved when this question came through because it spoke volumes. It really said, hey, there's so little out there in the world. Well, not the entire world. Some cultures across the globe, they get it on a deep level. But a lot of cultures have lost track of old traditions and understandings in the spiritual world. And it makes sense that somebody would say, how is that possible when we're raised to believe that none of it's real or none of it's possible? So the two things that I really want to cover in this session today would be how it's possible that a living person in a physical body can hold and contain a spirit in a location, and I'll tell you why that happens and give you all the juicy details around that. But I also want to talk about how you, a living person in a physical body, can maintain your own space, your own home, in order to keep out spirits that, you know, are not of the highest good, and how you do have that power and that control, and you have stronger intent. So stick with me on this. First, we'll talk about how spirits are kept, and then it's going to make a lot more sense to you at the end of this session how spirits can be also kept out. Okay, let's jump in. When it comes to here's the nitty-gritty part of it. And this is the part that, you know, it's not so friendly, not so nice, but I also not so care so much that it's not so friendly and not so nice. But here's the dirty of spiritual locations that are ghost locations, where people sell tickets for people to experience a haunting. There are locations all over the globe where a living person owns that location and sells tickets in exchange for someone to be able to go in and experience what it's like to be in a haunted location, to see things, hear things, feel things from what they call ghosts. If you know me well enough, you know that I am a huge, huge believer that ghosts are people too. Ghosts aren't just ghosts. Ghosts are actually people. They're spirits. Our society has done this, you know, kind of inadvertent little spin on spirits because pop culture and movies make delicious, delicious movies on hauntings that ghosts are this boogie, boogie, oogie, oogie thing, right? But the truth is, what is a ghost? It's Aunt Edna. It's your mom's best friend from high school. It's your friend. It's your neighbor. All spirits that leave here and pass and cross over to the other side. And today we're specifically talking about spirits that are stuck in the in-between. All spirits that cross, and even the ones that are stuck in the in-between, are someone. And this is actually really important throughout this entire session. So ghosts are people too. That's it's a big, big thing that I stand behind. Now, when it comes to the death process, what happens is somebody will let go of their physical body in when they're passing away. After they've died, they go through the in-between and they're going through a transition phase, a review phase. And sometimes they get stuck. Most often they get stuck out of fear. Now, the individuals that are in the in-between and are stuck are the ones that we are talking about in this session. If they are to complete their transition, complete their review, and cross over to the other side, they are going to let go of the linear mind that they had here on Earth. They're going to let go of their Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday identity. They're going to let go of anything that has to do with linear time, hate, fear, you know, all of those types of negative energies. So when they cross over to the other side, they're in their purest form, in spirit form, returning back to their higher self. Now, it's the spirits that are in the in-between, the ones that are stuck. And for those of you that have this quick question of like, am I going to get stuck? No, it's an automatic, it's purely fine. But on a rare occasion, somebody will be stuck because they're scared of some sort of dogma or something that they were told, a punishment that's going to happen to them. There's a whole list of reasons why people can be stuck in the in-between. Those spirits have two bodies, not three. The third body is the physical body. But once you let go of your third body, you've got two bodies, your spiritual body and your programming body. The programming body is your programming mind. It's your mind on linear time. It's Bo, who's 50 years old, who lives in this town, who does this, and it's Wednesday at 2 p.m. That's your programming body. That is what spirits have in the in-between when they're stuck because they haven't let it go. Another way to say this is when a person passes, when they die and they let go of their physical body, they go into the in-between. Another way to say this is in the in-between, in their transitional state, they are the exact same person they were here on Earth. They just don't have a body. They don't have the higher perspective. They are not on the other side. They are the exact same person without the body, without the physical body. Now, back to these haunted locations. There are individuals all across the world, like I said, who own a location and they charge people ticket prices to visit that location that is haunted. It's advertised as haunted. Now, there's going to be some that aren't. It's just advertised that way. Maybe something pops out at you that's mechanical. Maybe somebody made a fake noise somewhere and you go, ooh, right? Yeah, that's a scam. You can go out the side door right now. We're not talking about you. We're talking about locations that are actually haunted. And the question that not a lot of us ask is how do they get haunted or stay haunted? Now, sometimes people will buy a location that is historically haunted. They will buy a location that is already haunted, that already contains stuck spirits that are stuck in their transition home. They are blocked in some way, shape, or form, and they've gathered in this location. Or someone will get a property that maybe has a history of it, but it's not so haunted. In this process, the owner, the living person, will set the intent to contain the spirits in this location for the sake of what? Selling tickets. So, not a big surprise to you when I say this, I'm sure, but I call this a human zoo because it's exactly what it is. You're keeping spirits in this location and selling tickets for people to come and experience them. It's a human zoo. These are all people who have passed, who need to cross over, but are stuck in their transition. Now, how does that living, this gets to the question, how does that living person get those spirits to stay there? Here's the interesting thing that we're not told growing up. Pop culture won't tell you this. The movies won't tell you this, right? You know, some people just don't understand this concept or haven't been introduced to it yet. And so they're going to preach what they already know. But behind the scenes, when it comes to the energy of spirits versus people who are still living, it's two bodies versus three bodies, meaning a spirit who has passed has left their physical body behind and has two bodies left, their spiritual body and their programming body. You, a living person, have all three of your bodies, physical body, spiritual body, and programming body. In this agreed upon reality, in the material world, aka the walls of a house, someone who has all three bodies, a living person, has more power of intent than someone that only has two bodies. When a spirit is stuck in this material world or connected, it's very intricate, but in general, what we'll say is connected and still into this material world. A person who is anchored into this material world has more intent over a spirit than a spirit has for themselves. This is why good wishes, prayers, all of those things when people are crossing over to the other side are important. Sitting for someone in prayer, sitting for someone in a meditation, sitting for someone in goodwill. Doesn't even matter what part of the world you're from or what path you're, what beautiful path you're taking, all of the paths do the same thing. When we think about and send compassion and safe travels and love and whatever to somebody that's transitioning to the other side, someone who has died and is crossing over, that intent helps. It absolutely helps. But that same intent process can be used in the reverse by people who want to contain a spirit. More often than not, they're doing it for money. Or sometimes I've run into people who are doing it because they don't want to be alone. Or sometimes I've run into people who are doing it because they get attention from it. There are people who are holding on to a spirit that's transitioning for good reasons, not bad, because they're processing through, trying to let go and feeling the pain, and all of that is real and it's pure. And those are not situations of bad intent. Bad intent is to do something against someone's will. And our society has seen spirits as ghosts, which are things, which are dehumanized. So then it's easy to go against their will. If you visited a haunted location and actually came across living people in there that you were paying money to experience, get it? Right? So I've gone into haunted locations before where they sold tickets. I was on a tour once. Before I cleared the place, yes, I cleared the place. If you're watching, you know who you are for this one. But it was an asylum in New York. And I went in there and she was talking about how they have a medium on staff whose job it is to contain the spirits and keep them in the building. I had to step out. I had to take a minute because it's like, you don't realize what you're doing. And they're like, oh, we have kids over in this room. Kids, children. Spirits that are children in that room. Oh, here's a room we decorated for the elderly, so they would feel more at home while they're here. Okay, well, what if they don't want to be here? Oh, they have to stay. We have a medium on staff that contains them. Now, you can feel the frustration coming out of me, but I will say this. Most of the owners that I've spoken to haven't thought about this, really. They haven't really thought about the humanity behind who they're keeping in this space. And because that owner has three bodies, and I guess the medium on staff who hasn't quite checked her ethics yet, because those people are anchored into this agreed upon reality, anchored into the building that they have labeled as haunted that they sell tickets to for people to go into, because they have kind of domain over that in their physical world, they are able to hold spirits who do not have a physical body. Someone with the three bodies has more intent in this physical world over someone that has two bodies. So that's how somebody is able to keep it. It is through intent and through desires, maybe a little bit of ceremony. Ceremony is really just an expression, a physical expression of intent. A lot of these places, if you look them up and you read the fine print, you're even going to see that some of them now have you sign saying you won't clear the location. And think about that you won't help the spirits who are stuck. So it's frustrating. And I get this question a lot, so I'll answer it in this one. I answered it in the Sally one too, but I'll throw this one in here. People say, well, once you clear it, then it's done, right? Actually, not the case. And owners of these places have said, well, what if I do let them go? Then I'm not going to make any money anymore. Here's the deal. If you clear a haunted location, give it a little bit of time, not even a lot of time, it will be haunted again. Why? Because that is a marked location on this agreed upon reality. That is a marked location on this earth that says to currently stuck spirits who desire to be stuck and desire to negatively affect the living, hey, here's a spot you can come to. So if any of you have a haunted location that you're selling tickets to, and at this point you're just absolutely mad at me because I'm calling you out on this, please don't be mad at me. Consider it this way. You can clear the location and also open the door and say, hey, if you need a pit stop, come on in. We'll eventually clear you. We'll help you cross over. But a haunted location itself is not going to remain unhaunted for very long. Won't be the same spirits, won't be the same people. But if you clear a haunted location and it continues to be talked about and addressed and advertised as haunted, you're going to eventually have spirits that are in the in-between, stuck, wanting to haunt someone, that are going to go, hey, this is a cool joint. and they're going to come willingly on their own. Now, I could go much further in that, but I want to hit this other point that I talked about in the beginning, which is how can you control your space? Because you can. Same thing, but on the reverse. If you have a spirit in your house that is not for your highest good, that wants to haunt, right, and has kind of popped into your space, I'm here to tell you, you actually have more control over your space than that spirit does. Yes, movies have not told you that. Pop culture has not told you that. People that charge you a lot of money to, you know, do stuff have not told you that. I get it. But I'm here to tell you that the power of your intent, your desire, your wishes, your protectiveness of your space, if you can channel up those feelings, that is way stronger than any spirit. So if you have, well, there's two things. If you have a spirit that's in your home that maybe isn't supposed to be there and you don't want them there and you don't do crossing over work and you're sitting here going, I don't know what to do, sit in your space and build up that intent. My house, my space, I'm here. You're not allowed in. Get out. Be fierce, be strong, be mama, papa, bear about it. No, mama bear. Let's get real. Be mama bear about it. And send out, just picture a bubble of energy coming out of your center, just strong, thick, and pushing out anyone that is not supposed to be in your space. It works. Get fierce, get protective, get strong, believe in yourself, because your intent, because you have the three bodies, is stronger than the intent of any spirit that comes in. Now, side note, and the other part of this is that, you know what, if it's your aunt or your grandma or your friend, you know, when you say get out, if you don't have the highest good, they might not get out. So because they do have your highest good in mind and they are there to love you and watch over you. So if you feel something and you're not quite sure if it's good or bad, or if it's got the best intentions, send that bubble of strength out. Push everything out of the house. If it's still there, chances are really good it's for your highest good. And beyond that, tap into your intuition. Learn how to use your intuition. Learn how to feel your five senses communicating through your intuitive channel. Join me. If you haven't taken the Sage Method course, it's worth your time. It's worth your investment because it's 7 weeks and there's a bunch of training in it, and you come out of it understanding how your intuitive channel works for you and finally being able to use it as a result of that. Your intuition is unique. Your intuition is strong. Your intent is strong. So using it on the daily, being able to use it on demand, it's really a game changer. And it's a really wonderful thing to do. I would very much invite you into training and using your intuition on a higher level. But in the meantime, when it comes to haunted locations, if you clear it, clear it. Don't tell them you cleared it. You know, just say, oh yeah, that was fun. Anytime you run into a spirit that is stuck, it's always helpful to send them a little bit of love. It can be that easy. Just send them love and compassion. Tell them you're okay. You're loved. It's okay to cross over the other side. You just might do some good with that. And when it comes to your own space, you have every right to hold your space in such a way. Send that energetic bubble out. Do GCP on your entire house. Only the highest good is allowed inside. And that is how a living person can contain or release a spirit.
This podcast is brought to you by The Sage Method, the most comprehensive and down-to-earth intuitive development training available. Is this your year? Is it finally your time to increase your intuition, bring in more abundance, and experience the bliss you deserve? If yes, then join thousands of students across the world for a 7-week journey to uncover your natural, beautiful, and strong intuition. Visit us at thesagemethod.com for more information.